Barbecue. Great ribs just east of 270 on Manchester Road in the Colonnade Center in De Pere.
Help your fireplace warm your home with an energy-efficient direct vent gas insert or a great-looking gas log set made locally by American Hearth. At the Fireplace and Grill Center, customize the look you want with traditional or contemporary models that will transform your fireplace into a beautiful heating work of art. See over 35 burning displays at the Fireplace and Grill Center, 14224 Manchester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive near Westport. Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hi, Mom. Where's Dad? Should have been home by now.
Well, Wally, if I know your father, he's out chasing beaver.
Cross over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Now, was that an actual episode?
Yep. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Now, back then, was that a term? Or
I would love to have a history book of things like that, words of when they started and how and...
Yeah, when did beaver become another word for, you know, that?
Assuming the beaver pelt and...
Yeah.
And there was another word, too, by screwing up. He pulled a boner.
Yeah.
And that was just messing up. Oh, he messed up.
I'm thinking when that Leave the Beaver thing, when that was done, I'm thinking the writers... That term
they knew
existed
at the time,
yeah, and they knew it would go right by everybody. Censors,
you know, Bart. When I was your age, I pulled a few boners.
And then the people that worked on the show and the censors at home watching Leave It to Beaver, when that line comes out, they burst out laughing. They go, "We got it through." They didn't even catch it. Good afternoon, welcome to the Larger Morning Show in the afternoon. It's October 15th. I have to start by saying. And we're not going to dwell on it today, but since we've had a Facebook page, and we have one thanks to Peon, we've never put anything on there that got as many comments as that video of the protesters in the Shaw neighborhood. What I would like to do is make sure that as many police officers as possible, read the comments posted about that video. You're going to feel so much better about what the community thinks about police officers, because once they had an opportunity to see what it is you go through and what you have to put up with and the disrespect and abuse, so many of those posts essentially said, we had no idea. How did they restrain themselves? So it's very complimentary to the way the police have handled this. So I'm hoping that cops... we'll tell other cops, and you'll go read some of the comments, because they're very supportive, and I think you'll feel a lot better about the perception people have about you. Now, the other thing on our Facebook page that I didn't know was there, I haven't looked at our Facebook page in 6 months, but I looked yesterday because my son kept sending me texts, "Dad, you got to go see the comments. You got to see all these comments on the Facebook page about this video." So when I went to the page, I saw a video Peon put up. And you're talking about a complete 180, something that's so shocking, depressing, that something that angers you so much, to something that is so filled with joy and love and feel. It's a feel-good video. And Peon put it up, and I watched it this morning, and I sent him a text. You have to see this video. And essentially, it's a little town up in New York State, and there's a guy named Avi. He's Indian, I think, right? Or Pakistani or something?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They don't say.
He's got a little convenience store. He sells lottery tickets, and his wife got cancer. And he thought he was going to lose his business. And the townspeople, and when you watch the video and you see this guy and how he treats customers, you will immediately love this guy. And you'll understand that when it looked like he was going to go out of business, these people got together and did what they called, I think most of you have heard of a flash mob. They called it a cash mob. And about 150, 200 of his regular customers got together and just decided we're going to go in there and buy everything in his little store to put enough cash in the register so he can stay in business. It's one of the most uplifting videos you'll ever see, and what it shows you is that this country, the United States of America, is still full of really, really good people. There's no hate in this video. There's nobody yelling at anybody. There's nobody angry. It's just people coming together to help a guy you can't help but like. When you see this guy, Avi, you'll tear up when you watch this.
Oh,
if you don't, there. I've said this about other things. There might be something wrong with you. There really might. So Facebook.com/AM and the PM. It's on the front page, main page, landing page, right?
Yes, it's right underneath the
Shaw neighborhood video. So. Watch it. It's only what, 6 minutes or?
I think it's 10 minutes, but
worth every minute. And watch what happens when. When somebody in a community is so well-loved, watch what people are willing to do. And that's the thing we got to remember, is that in this country, even though the news likes to focus on all the bad stuff, when somebody is in trouble, and that's one of the things I will say, that one of the good things about social media, when the word spreads that somebody who really deserves it needs help, boom, here comes the people, here come the people, and here comes the help, here comes the help. So take a look at that video if you can. Burke Segment, do we have any?
I do. I have one thing.
This is a man who is the man behind the Facebook page we have, Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this video yesterday. There's a show in Kansas City. It's a local news magazine show. You know how every city has some of those where...
Like that PM magazine stuff.
Yeah, or Show Me St. Louis right. Here. So this reporter, Courtney DeHoff, she was doing a story on this... It's a restaurant called the Westport Flea Market Bar and Grill. I believe there's an area...
There is. In Kansas City called Westport. Right.
Kind of like here.
Right.
And so she was... They decided, because the Royals are in the playoffs, to roll back their prices to...
85.
So, like, this giant, this giant burger is, like, $2.99, which would normally nowadays be, $7, $8. So I'll just go ahead and play the video here, and you can hear what happens.
Oh, they don't mind waiting in line, and they're buying beers. They're having a blast. And
having a good time.
Yeah, well, the best part is, the guy that comes in goes, let me buy lunch today. Those guys
are
those.
Let me get it.
Right, I got it. It's a $2.99 burger. I'll buy lunch.
But, okay, well, I don't mean to interrupt, but can I try one of these?
Courtney, I would love to see my meat in your mouth. So I've got a burger ready to go for you.
It's the first time I've ever done it.
I would love to see my meat in your mouth.
Wow.
You know what? That wasn't by accident.
No. I think he deliberately knew. And she played along with it. Apparently she didn't have a problem with it. But now all these other people are taking the cause up for her. All these people who write articles and blogs online, they're taking her cause because from what I've seen, she hasn't responded with any issues.
Don't
so
you
far.
Love that when somebody who is the recipient has no problem with it, then
but
other people
else,
go, well, you should have a problem with it. And if you don't, we do.
They're calling it sexual harassment, enforced sexual harassment, because they're saying she had to kind of go along with it because she was on television and things like that.
No, she didn't have to go along with it. Mind your own business, people.
Yeah.
I just, but yeah, you can see he had that line ready to go. And what a great line back. She gave back to him. She said, "Wow, it's not the first time I've heard that line."
See, that's the kind of thing people do at work who work together all the time. They're coworkers.
Exactly. Yeah.
We say things to people here all the time that by the book could mean dismissal or termination. I never want to work in a place like that. I never want to work anywhere where they follow rigidly those H&R guidelines about what you can and can't say to somebody.
All you can do is walk in and say hi.
Yeah, you can't say anything else.
How's your day going?
If you say you look nice today. Oh!
Uh-oh, sexual harassment.
Now I'm a sex object.
Yeah.
I've never worked in those conditions, and I don't think I ever can. I wouldn't last a day. I can't do it. So thank goodness here, anything goes.
Right.
And we don't have to put up with a whole lot of that. Anything else?
That was it.
Dan, do you have anything?
I do.
This is Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My daughter's a hockey cheerleader, and last night there was a hockey game. It's a tournament to start the high school season off. And I know the rink manager at this rink.
Ooh.
Where they were playing. So I was talking to him, and he said there were a lot of cops there. He said, "Do you know what's going on? That the police got wind of this on social."
I think the correct pronunciation is the police.
Oh, the police. Yeah. That's right. They got wind of on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, or whatever, that two schools were getting ready to play were going to meet there, and then they were going to go ahead and have a big old fight, and that was going to happen. Girls were going to fight, guys were going to fight, and I said no. So the cops were there in pretty good force, and they said, and I talked to one of the officers, and he said they have no idea what they're even fighting about. They're just telling everybody we're going to fight.
Word just spreads.
Yeah.
Hey, big fight tonight, and they go even though they don't have a beef with anybody.
Oh yeah. So I was talking to one of the captains, and he said, all
that's
the
name dropping ranks.
I know. All the surrounding.
Yeah, I know the rink manager. I was talking to him, and I talked to the captain. Yeah.
He said the surrounding areas police know about this also, so they're ready in case they have to come charging in. I went into the bathroom, and I was in the bathroom. There were probably at least six guys in the bathroom, and they were all high school guys. And one of the guys is sitting there, and he says, How many guys you gonna kick their ass tonight? To one of the guys, and he says, "As many as I can." And I told him, I said, "I got news for you guys. The cops know all about this, and they're ready and waiting. And they said that they will arrest anyone that's fighting."
You know what would have been funny? If right then in the restroom, all those guys kicked your ass.
I know.
We can't fight with other students. What about if
we'll fight you, old man?
Yeah.
We'll fight you, old man.
So then the one guy says, "Yeah, figures," like that. And then they all walk out. And then somebody was yelling or chanting in the stands, "Gas station, gas station." So they were all supposed to meet at some gas station later on or something like that. I don't know whatever happened with any of it.
I'm so glad I was never one of those losers. I'm serious.
I know.
They just had nothing better to do than go around looking, "Well, where's a fight? Where can we go?"
Why? And now with Facebook and Twitter and everything, it's just like, "We're going to fight, we're going to fight, we're going to fight, we're going to," and it just keeps going and going, and all of a sudden, there is a big mob there to fight. So
there are things that teenagers do that the parents have no idea they do. There's so much that goes on every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And the parents don't have a clue. I rode one night with a cop, and I hope this doesn't, well, it is what it is. I rode with a cop one night, and he gets a call that a neighbor has called to complain about a bunch of teens. And these are seniors in high school. They're 17, 18 years old. So we go there, and it's an outdoor party. But one of the complaints from the neighbor was that there was a girl outdoors under a tree giving BJs to guys. And sure enough, we drive up, and they're lined up like you're lined up to take a number at the post office.
Wow.
So we pull up, and the guy I'm riding with, he says, "Oh, boy." He says, "I'm going to have to call this girl's parents and try to explain what it is that she's doing at this party. Now, can you imagine getting that call if you're a parent? A lot of parents would react, no, not my daughter. You're making that up. It couldn't have been clearer what she was doing. And so he had to walk over, and I stayed in the car. And I said, you need me to come with you?
Yeah.
He said, no. And so as soon as he walked up, they saw him get out of the police car. A lot of the guys dispersed and ran, but there she was. And it's just, I don't know. I know you can't know everything your kids are doing. We didn't know everything our kids did.
Yeah.
But, man, it seems like, and this, again, this makes you sound old. It just seems like there's so much more that they do to push the limit than they used to do. It just seems
nowadays.
Yeah.
And we sound like our parents, but it is the technology.
Well, Pian's right, though. The technology. We didn't have a way to get a word to 100 people. My parents are out of town. You'd have to get on the phone and say, here, you call three people, and then you call somebody else. Tell them to call. And one, by the time, you'd call. And now, boom, send. Everybody
makes your kids, you know, 9, 10, 11 now are getting cell phones with cameras, and it's just...
Remember my great story, and this is a true story. I'm telling you, this is a true, and it happened, and it was a party, a teenage party at the home of a well-known, I could tell you the name, and you'd know the name, a big name in business, all right? Parents are out of town, word gets out, there's a party at the house, and one of the kids at the party, this was... when people had VCRs and they had VHS tapes, one of the kids puts a VHS tape in the player, and it's the mother of the girl who lives at the house having sex with her husband's friends.
Oh, what even the husband?
No. And they were swingers. And he let her.
He was probably filming.
Now, this girl is 15, I was told at the time. She walks in, hey, what are you guys looking at? Your mom! That's what! And there she is on the screen.
Scarred for life. The girl
had no idea that her mom did a bunch of the... Oh, man, they said this was so awkward. And when word got... And I've asked a couple of different people. At the time, my kids were in school, so they actually knew some kids that were at the house. Can you imagine that? I guess here's the way you avoid that. One, don't let your husband record you having sex with other guys. And two, if you want to do that, keep your VHS tapes locked in a vault.
Yeah.
Not in the family room in some bookcase or something. Holy cow, how embarrassing for that girl. Anything else for the Burke segment?
No.
Burke segment, I guess, is bonus. There we go. We are ready to take your calls. We'll talk about anything you want today. Dr. Doug joins us about 4:15. He is your pet's best friend. If you have a pet and you have a question... he'd be a good guy to call and ask that question.
And he was out of town. I talked to him.
Is he back?
He's supposed to be back today, and he said he should be back in time. So
okay, well, we'll see next hour. Yeah. Till then, we got a better part of a half hour to talk. Ring us up. We'd love to talk to you. We don't care what it's about. Here we go. I'll do some business. You're patient. You hang on. You'll get right in. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Actually, was with a guy last night at dinner who is pain-free and went successfully through physical therapy at Associated Physicians Group, APG. He heard about it on this show. He contacted them, told them what his issue was. They had a program, and it was successful, and now he's not limping, he's not in pain. That's what they do at Associated Physicians Group. They're in the physical therapy and pain management business. Now, their worst nightmare is people like me. I don't like if somebody said, you're going to have to go in twice a week for the next 8 weeks. No, I don't want to do it. But you know what? Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Because if you don't, the alternative is going to be maybe surgery or painkillers for the rest of your life. This is a great alternative. And they're very good at what they do. Physical therapy, pain management, restoring mobility, relieving pain, APG. Think of all pain gone. That's a good way to remember those initials, even though they stand for Associated Physicians Group. They have clinics in O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois, Maryville, Illinois, and Creve Coeur. Not every clinic offers the same services, so you need to go to their website. If your shoulder just will not stop bothering you, or your knee, or your neck, or your back, my goodness, just go at least look at this site. and read about who they are and what they do. And you may very well decide, hey, I'll bet they can help me. And seminars, these alternative to knee replacement seminars are very successful. And they've got a very impressive track record when it comes to how many people who were told they had to have knee surgery and found out they really didn't have to have knee surgery. They just needed the right physical therapy. APGPain.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
Good afternoon, Dan. It's a good start to your afternoon drive. Headed westbound on Highway 64, not seeing too many delays. Headed out of the city towards McCausland. Same story southbound on 270 this afternoon. A pretty good run now between Olive and Doherty Ferry. Look pretty good headed towards downtown. Eastbound on 64 from 14th Street to the Poplar. No delays. Good story. Northbound on 55 towards the Poplar, as well as westbound 55-64 into downtown from the Metro East. Now, this update is brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Weekday nights at 9, lock and load for the talk show you don't want to miss. This is Larry Connors for news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew.
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew,
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who are very smart, but they think they can just maneuver the way through a HAMP program or any of the government loan modification programs. And I'm here to tell you, it's complex stuff, and you need the professionals to do it every day better than anybody. That's the St. Louis Home Retention Group. Steve, didn't you just tell me about a guy that tried to do it his way and decided you guys were the answer?
This gentleman came in and sat down in my office with his wife and his three kids who were all in elementary school. We stepped up and were able to stop his foreclosure or in the process of getting his loan modified to a payment. So the point I'm trying to make here is we do these things every day. We're extremely efficient at it. If you try it yourself and fail, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and call us, because we will be the people who are going to give you the best chance to not only save your home, but put your payment at an affordable number for you.
Can't say it any better than that. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com.
A lot of candidates talk a good game about representing your values, but only Ann Wagner actually walks the walk. Only Ann Wagner has voted to cut spending, rein in an out-of-control Obama administration, and protect our families. When it was time to stand against Obamacare, Ann Wagner was there, fighting to return health care decisions back to individuals and families just like you. When budget cuts threatened to shut down production of key military aircraft, Ann Wagner stepped in, fought for and saved those 13,000 local and small business jobs in Missouri. And when she found that 300,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year, Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Windows for $189. Are you kidding me? Or how about overpriced wood, composite, or fiberglass windows that are pieced together and fastened, screwed, caulked, and sealed at every corner, which can deteriorate over time, causing costly repairs? Our Viwinko windows utilize one-frame technology, All Viwinkle corners are precision heat welded at 490 degrees for ultimate strength, which wood, composite, and fiberglass windows cannot duplicate. Viwinkle windows with their one-frame technology will not split, rot, expand, or gap open. This allows Viwinkle windows to achieve excellent structural ratings, energy savings, while being ENERGY STAR compliant. After 42 years in this industry, I know windows. My name is Julius Krusanik, and our Viwinkle windows with one-frame technology are affordable and available today. We sell to professional contractors that live and work in your community. Please visit WSDepot.com. That's WSDepot.com. Remember, if you don't buy at wholesale, you're paying too much.
Every few thousand miles, there comes a perfect excuse to work in the garage. Drain pan down, jack stands up. This is your time. Now, get Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil with Pure Plus technology and a Fram Ultra Oil Filter for $33.99. Plus, get $10 back from Pennzoil by mail. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Mail-in rebate, void where prohibited. See store for details.
Hey golfers, Skip Berkmeyer here from Fairways and Greens. GolferOnSTL.com wants to save you $10 on your next round of 18 holes. Simply go to GolferOnSTL.com to book a tee time on one of their 21 golf courses. Enter promo code 550 and get $10 off your tee time when you check in at the pro shop. At GolferOnSTL.com, you play the best courses at the best prices. That's GolferOnSTL.com. Enter promo code 550 and save $10. See website for full details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I feel like I'm in outer space. I'm getting ready to take off for the space shuttle. Them up. Not your cigarettes, but your phones. 314-969-KTRS. For those of you who hate it when we do that letter thing, it's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. We will talk with Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
Hey, Franklin, I'm a new listener.
Okay.
I've been listening to you now for a few months, and I love your show.
Thank you.
But I got a question for you that I don't understand, is how do you become AM into PM? Do you have to go through a gauntlet?
No. You're AM into PM right now. You're there.
I am.
Yeah, you are. Now, if you're asking what it means two things. It means you're listening to AM radio in the PM. Not the FM, but AM. AM in the PM. The other thing it means is this used to be a morning show for many, many, many years. We just moved it to the afternoon. So it's an AM show in the PM. So those are the two things it means. AM in the PM.
Okay.
All right.
That answers that question. And I got one more thing, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. You can ask about anything you want.
Okay. There was a gentleman on, I listened to the Friday show. And he summed this up all in just about 1 minute, and that was about the burning flags over in the Shaw neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, I don't know if he caught it or not, but he summed it up. He's a veteran. He fought for this flag. He's fought for this country. And I mean, he just went off, and I was so happy for this guy. And I just wish that everybody could have heard what he had to say. And I'm not going to hold on because I know you have other callers, and you guys got a fantastic show. Don't change anything. And I love your jokes.
Well, thank you, Chuck. What time of day did you hear the guy talking about the flag? Was it during this time?
Yeah, it was during, a little bit later. But he was on there, and he was talking about the flag, that he was in the service. And he fought for this country, and he's fought for this flag.
Was it late enough that it could have been Larry Connors? Was it after 9 o'clock?
No, it was at like around 4:30, 5 o'clock or in that area.
On a Friday, right?
Yeah, it was Friday, yeah.
That's Paul Harris that hosts for me on Friday because I'm on assignment. These guys are sitting here, and they're
having Bill was in this past Friday.
They're having trouble recalling what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember talking with anyone that was a veteran that that came on the air with us, like even a caller that would have said something.
Well, maybe somebody
would
call.
He
somebody
was on the show because he was talking. There was a couple of guys on the show, and they were talking, and they were just about to end the show, but he wanted to end the show, which he did with what he said about, and he wanted to talk about the Shaw neighborhood and the burning the flag.
All right, Chuck, somebody will call us who knows what you're talking about and clear this up. Let me ask you something. If you've only been listening for how long? How long did you say?
About 4 or 5 months.
How did you find this after all this time? And we've been on forever. How did you finally find this?
Yeah, but believe it or not, Frank, it was by accident. I was flipping through the channels looking for something, and all of a sudden I heard you guys talking that caught my attention, and my attention's been with you ever since.
Wow.
Well, we don't care how you found us, as long as you know, Dan, it wasn't something you said. In fact, if he flipped over and discovered you talking, he'd have probably just kept going and never would have had him as a listener. Chuck, we really appreciate it. We hope you're with us for as long as we're here.
Oh, thank you so much, and I will be.
All right, thank you, Chuck.
All right, take care.
See, it's interesting to me. We've been doing this for 30 years, and here's a guy never knew we were here. How could you miss our billboards, our TV, KTRs,
print
everywhere,
campaign,
Big 550,
TV campaign,
you open
everywhere.
The paper, there's a big full ad. Oh, wait, you know what? Hold it.
No.
I'm thinking about when I was at Kix 104.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
That billboard campaign.
Yeah. This is Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Frank, KM, the PWM, always.
In the PWM. That's good. What's up, Tom?
Well, you know what? I just listen to this guy about burning the flag. You know what? You burn my flag, I burn your ass. You know?
All right.
Made that pretty clear.
I mean, this is our country. When you burn a flag in a protest, it just shows you got disrespect for yourself and your country because you won't have no trust.
Well, unfortunately.
And another thing is, I'm so damn sick and tired of these protesters. It makes me sick because they're going to all these places. They ain't got nothing related to these shootings, you know, Walmart, busting windows out, vandalizing people's cars. I mean, that's just not right. That's ignorant.
And you're not alone. Here's what I think is missing in the local news, because this is a local issue. There was a time, and I think it was 60 Minutes when they did point counterpoint, and they had one person take one side and another take the other side. What's missing on our news?
Now it's time for point counterpoint.
That's right. What's missing is there's nobody who will come on television and tell us the other side of all this. It's always that watered down, you know, a controlled, peaceful protest. No. Show us the part that you're not showing us. We need some part of the
Frank.
Yeah, we need some part of the news to tell us the part of that news story where the police are being disrespected and spat upon and urine thrown on them. Where's that in the news? It's not.
And the flags that they were burning were stolen. They stole the flags.
Yeah, and you know what?
You know, this thing with this other kid getting shot, they done got evidence on him. And you know what? You can't treat him as an angel. I don't care what his parents say, because his parents probably didn't know the other half of him.
Of course they didn't. But you know what? And I say this to all parents, including me as a parent. I never once, when I got a call about one of my kids doing something they shouldn't have done, I never once reacted with, well, that's a lie. He didn't do that. I found out whether or not it was true, and sometimes it was true, and then he got punished.
But that's the problem. That's why these kids are that way, is because of the parents. And
well, you know, here's another thing. When I was growing up, we learned to use our fist in a park, street corner, middle of the street. We didn't have guns at the time. We settled our problems with fists. Now, we got this black-on-black crime. Where the hell are they at to protest against them killing each other?
No,
they ain't doing nothing about
now,
that.
When we brought this up more than once, when they say Black Lives Matter, they're not backing that up by acting like Black Lives Matter. What they're showing us, that Black lives only matter to them when they're taken by a white person. That's and then I don't think it's really the black life that matters. It's the fact that they don't like a white person having any authority. We're going backwards. We're 40 years back. We're backing it up to the 1960s here. And your point is well taken. I think with the flag, though, I think in this country, and I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, I don't think it's not against the law to burn the flag. I mean, you can do that if you want to. It's disrespectful, and it makes veterans furious, but you can't arrest somebody for burning the flag. That's just America.
Now they made that law to where you can do it now, right, Frank?
I think so. It's freedom of speech, and I get that. I still think it's disrespectful.
I don't care. You disrespect your country. You know, veterans fight for that flag. I've never been a veteran. I wanted to be in the Marines when I was younger, but it didn't work out. But, I mean, it's just disrespect beyond, you know, compare, because black people, they've been putting this 400 years of aggression against us. As a white man, it took a bullet in his head to free him. And what? They don't think about that.
Well,
you know, I mean, we have to live in this world together. I mean, we got the same color blood, the same colored organs. The only thing is our skin and our personalities. And we got to forgive and forget all this crap.
Well, that all sounds great. Just like it sounds great, let's get peace in the Middle East. Here's the problem. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, I know. You know, this is something that we'll never solve as long as we're living. I mean, beyond way when I'm dead and gone, you're good and all. There are, you know, it just ain't going to be no respect for each other. I mean, black people say that the white people don't do nothing for them. We do plenty for them. We build homes for them. We help them out the best we can to show our respect. But, you know, they don't look at that. It's just other ignorant black people out there that just, you know, they don't look at us like that.
Well, and sometimes we don't look at them the right way either.
Frank, here's the last thing I got to say. There's 50% good and there's 50% bad, and that's the way I look at it, and that's the last of my words. Now, and I'm going to stick my story, and that's it.
All right, Tom, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Well, it'd be great if it were that simple. Let's just, like Rodney King, why can't we all just get along?
Let's just everybody just step back for a
Rodney,
second.
Rodney, after you said that, you went on to get arrested 8 times. If you want everybody to get along, stop breaking the law. That sounded good, but even you weren't able to help put it in play. Margie, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Did you hear McGraw's show this afternoon?
Well, McGraw's on in the morning, and no, I did not hear him this morning.
Okay. He was talking to, I think it was Lisa Bloom. She's a psychologist or something. She used to be on Court TV with Nancy Grace.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I can't stand
Nancy Grace, but okay.
And, I mean, he stood up. You know, she was coming him every which way, and he was just going at it. So he really stuck up for us.
Us,
you know,
meaning us who?
The Caucasians, the non-blacks, and Americans.
You see, we're so nervous we didn't know what we're supposed to call ourselves. Caucasian,
right. Well,
non-black.
They don't know what they are either. They're colored, they're black, they're African Americans, Afro-Americans. They don't know from day to day. You know, they're going to tell them.
Well, and to many of them, within their own the communities or groups, they're the N-word. They call themselves that all the time. This is one of the things that confuses us as white people. We're trying our best to eliminate that word and show respect by admitting it's a horrible, horrible word, yet we keep hearing it, and we're hearing it from them. That confuses us.
Right, and that was a part of the topic of their conversation. And I'm hoping McGraw's listening to your show because...
Yeah, this is all the time. This is how he learns the radio business, by listening to the show. Yeah. It's like going to school.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, McGraw, you missed an important point with talking to her. Because they were talking about the rapping and all that, you know, how the blacks use the N-word and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, and we can't use it. And she said, well, they can use it, but we're not supposed to. But, you know, they're putting these records out, these tapes, whatever. And they're expecting people to buy them, and then we can't. You know, you can buy their music, but you can't sing it because it's got the N word.
No, they don't just expect people to buy them. People buy them by the millions. They're very wealthy. The filthiest of all the rappers are the wealthiest of the rappers. The ones with the most violence and hate and the N word the most time. Those are the ones that sell, and they sell by the millions.
If I was a teenager, I would really feel discriminated against because, you know, I can buy the music, but I can't sing it because I can't use that word.
Well, my suggestion is if you're a teenager, don't buy that music. But who's going to listen to me? Margie, thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Good talking to you again, Frank.
You too. Ken. Yeah, hello, Ken.
Hi, Frank and Dan and the whole gang.
Hey, it's Ken, everybody.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, Ken. What's going on, Ken?
Well, I'm AM and a PM.
Of course you are.
Hey, Frank, and I've got one question I want to ask you, and I want to talk about Dan's story yesterday where he lost his dad's 8mm camera.
Uh-huh, and tried to replace it with another one and trick his dad, but it didn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. And I was laughing the whole time. But my first question is, back in the 70s, I used to work at Deaconess Hospital. They're closed now, so it's not a big deal. And I think I listened to you, and you had a son born. And was his name Peon or Pee-wee?
Peon sitting here is my son.
Oh, okay.
No. It wasn't the 70s. It was 1980. My first child, which was a boy, was born in 1980.
Oh, okay.
And so his name was Adam, and I called him Bud or Buddy. The second was born in 83, and I called him Pee-wee.
Okay, so I worked there from 70 to 1990. Okay, but going back to Dan's story, I don't know, Frank, I know you'll remember, but we moved into this house, and it had a coal bin.
Yeah, I do remember you moving into that house.
Really?
Okay, well,
I remember how much you liked it.
Sure.
I had to go over for dinner. And we're talking about, 1953. So I knew you were over there for dinner.
Yeah.
No, but seriously. So my dad, he cleaned it out, and he made it to a storage area. And he used to hang up his garden tools there.
Okay.
And he had like 4 or 5 shovels. So one day, after I got married, my mom and dad were not home, and I picked up one of his shovels. And on this coal bin, there was a door. So I didn't leave him a message or anything, but I took the shovel. And my mom and dad was not there.
Yeah, you said that.
But the next day, my dad calls me on the phone, and he wants to know if I took one of his shovels. It's like the house was tilted, that, he knew something was missing, and it really amazed me. But Dan's story reminded me of my dad, and I thought that was pretty neat, and how parents are so aware of things.
Well, they're aware of some things, but they're totally unaware of other things. Everybody's kids do things you don't know they did till years later when they go, "Hey, finally, Mom, Dad, remember the time you went on vacation? I never told you this, but we had 30 kids over and we bought a bunch of beer." And, there's stuff that you don't know. But I get your point. They're also not as dumb as kids think they are. And they can sense things. We got to run. But Ken, thank you.
Okay, thank you
for the call. I appreciate it. We found out 2 years ago. Now, my daughter is 26. I have a son who just turned 34 and a son who's 31. We just found out 2 years ago. My wife used to collect the little liquor bottles, or the airplane liquor bottles. She was a travel agent for 17 years. She flew all over the world. So we weren't drinkers. So we must have had 200 of those little vodka scotch. We just found out 2 years ago that when we weren't home and the kids were there, the boys would have her play stewardess, and they'd pretend on a plane and pour them drinks, and they'd open those little bottles, and then they would fill them up with water, put the little caps back on them, and you never go over and look at the seals broken. It's just a bunch of bottles. We didn't know this till 2 years ago, and I said, "Amanda, is that true?" And she goes, "Yeah, they made me wait on them, and they made me pour them drinks and make them drinks like I was a waitress or stewardess." And I said, "Did you guys do that?" "Oh yeah." We never had a clue. We didn't know. They're all, you're always going to do stuff. Hey, First Community Credit Union is where I bank. I do all my banking there. If you ever want to bring in a polygraph expert and hook me up, I'll be happy to be hooked up, and you can ask me all the questions you want. And it'll show that I'm telling you the truth. We banked there for about 7 years now. I've banked other places. Banked one place in town 23 years. The last name I remember it went by was Boatman's Bank, but that was a million years ago, and there hasn't been a Boatman's around for a long time. 23 years, and I remember why I left. I left because one day somebody asked me for some ID. I've been in this place for 23 years, and they wanted some identification. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. There was absolutely no personal connection. And that bank never called me until I pulled everything out and went with another bank. And then I get a phone call. "Oh, we just wondered. We noticed you closed your account, and we just wondered if there's anything we can do." And I said, "No. No, this is the first time you've ever even contacted me. There's nothing you could do." And that was one of the reasons I changed. Now, I don't know what it is that I could tell you to get you to change to First Community Credit Union. Here's what I can tell you. Maybe something will stick, or get your attention. Rates. Rates are important. You shouldn't have to worry about whether or not they have competitive rates. They do. Service is important. You're not going to have to worry about that. You're treated like an owner because you are an owner, because we, the members, the customers, own First Community Credit Union. It's nonprofit. It's not a family or group of people that own it and split up the profits every year. If you're worried about services, not just the service you get, but services, do they have everything you'd want? The answer is yes. Whatever you want from a bank, business, personal, loans, savings, it's all there. It's all there. There's a reason they're the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, and there's a reason they continue to grow and grow every day, and more people are joining, and that there are 40 locations. Find out more at First Community, and again, this is First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now with Frank Ladd. Hi, Frank.
Well, Dan, we're starting to see some volume in pockets around the area. Westbound on 64, passing Hampton, southbound 170, and a couple stretches south of Olive, headed towards 64. Westbound 64 as well, coming down the hill from 270. 270 southbound, before and after Highway 64, seeing some volume building there as well. Same story headed towards the Popper, just building, certainly not stop and go in any of these stretches. It is pretty heavy, though, on the Illinois side of the river. Westbound Highway 64 near Illinois 177, you got about a 2 mile backup there, reportedly a stalled tractor trailer causing that jam. This update is brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Frank Opinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Like miniature golf, enter the 2014 St. Louis Mini Golf Open at Swing Around Funtown, Sunday, October 19th. Yes, you, your family, and friends can compete for cash and certificates. Swing Around Funtown, 335 Skinker in Fenton. Details online at swing-a-round.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Subway, grab the famous $5 footlong of October, the meatball marinara, or go for the $3 6-inch select Black Forest ham and cheese. Subway, eat fresh!
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ledoux, Glenn Carbon.